I'm Hannah Levine. This is the Homestretch here on KXCI. I'm so pleased we got a great last-minute guest in the studio today. Marlon Williams is live in Studio 2A, and you can start whenever you're ready, sir.
All right.
Down on the beach with pale and spade. No shelter from the sun and the rain. No ease spreading the pain. Digging holes just to feel them again. Come to me. There's nothing sweeter than you when you're blind. Arms out feeling for the walls around you. And I'm high up above you, looking down with my bird's eye and loving you. Come to me. Come to me. And when you find me, we'll share our troubles and fears. They'll wither over the years and die when we do. Come to me. There's nothing sweeter than you when you're blind. Arms out feeling for the walls around you. And I'm high up above you, looking down with my bird's eye and loving you. Come to me. Come to me. Down on the beach with pale and spade. No shelter from the sun and the rain. Oh, you're spreading the pain. Digging holes just to feel them again. Come to me. Come to me.
You're listening to Marlon Williams live in Studio 2A here on the Homestretch on KXCI. So welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
I'm glad you could come by. Who's helping you out with the vocals
here? This man
here
on my right here is my good old buddy Ben Woolley from Christchurch, New Zealand.
How you doing?
Very good.
Ben's playing bass and singing on the tour.
Oh, excellent. Well, your voices marry very nicely.
Oh, thank you.
Excellent harmonizing. You're on tour in support of this self-titled solo debut, and a lot of people are loving it, so congratulations on all the success around that. I know that you had some bands before that. This isn't your very first musical endeavor or anything like that. What I'm curious about is if you can remember the first time either that you fell in love with music in general, or whether or what a time was when then you decided that you wanted to play music personally.
Well, it's a very old memory. I remember having as a very small child having a poster of all of the instruments of the orchestra on my wall, and the trumpet was my
that was
what I wanted to do. But I was at that stage, I was too young. You know, you need to wait for your teeth to come through before you can play the trumpet.
Right.
So I picked up a violin and broke the bow in half on my first lesson. So that thing sort of stalled there for a while. And then I think the first time I really, really knew I wanted to be a singer was when I went along to my primary school choir for the first time and heard the blend of harmony and thing like that, and realized that it was a language I could speak somewhat.
Gotcha. In terms of recording this record, how long was this process? Where did you do it? Did you work with a particular producer that you were excited about?
Recorded it back in Littleton, which is our hometown. I moved to Melbourne a couple of years earlier, but I think I really just wanted to go home and have a real sense of familiarity for this record, because of, I guess, the way I wanted to approach it. I want it to be quite disparate in terms of its genre and, you know, and style. So I needed to build a wall of familiarity as much as possible to you know,
gotcha,
to counter the effects of such a strange adventure.
Well, you did that very successfully, I would say. I'd love to hear another song if you're ready.
Certainly.
For a second one here.
Yeah, well, we'll play one that's off that album. It's a duet that Ben and I will sing. It's called The Lonely Side of Her.
I can see it's time for her to go and take her party out on the road. I know she threw her wine on the floor. I'll settle up the tab, here's a little more. I know you've seen it all before, but you haven't seen the lonely side of her. She drinks her mind away every night, talking smack and starting fights. But morning brings the loneliness around. Oh friend, please don't send her up until you've seen her down. When she cries, I know no sweeter sound. You haven't heard the lonely side of her. No one's truly sheltered from the cold. Takes a little learning to grow old, but it helps to hold another if you can. I know that I could be the one if only she could say goodbye to all that she defends and let me love the lonely side of her. Say goodbye to all that she defends, and let me love the lonely side of her.
You're listening to Marlon Williams live in Studio 2A here on the Homestretch on KXCI. Marlon opening for Sam Beam and Jessica Hoop this evening at the Rialto in a KXCI Presents show. He's touring in support of his self-titled solo debut. Thanks again for coming by. How's the tour been going with Sam and Jessica? Did you didn't know them before you went on this tour?
Not personally. Yeah. I'm most familiar with both of their works.
Yeah.
But it was definitely a bit of a you know, every tour is always, you know, interesting
adventure. Coming
together of different people.
Right.
But the fact that they, you know, allowed us as a support band to go and travel with them on the bus, you know, and sleep in same quarters.
Oh,
it's,
that's nice.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that.
It could easily feel like we're in the way, you know, the time.
It's nice when the headliners are nice to the openers.
Yeah, they've been fantastic. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you need to get over there to load in, sound check and all that, but I'd love to hear one more before you go.
Certainly. We'll play a bit of bluegrass, I think.
All right, that works.
We'll do an old song called Little Glass of Wine.
Excellent.
Come little girl, let's go get married. My love is so great, how can it slight me? I'll work for you both late and early. At my wedding, my little wife you'll be. Oh Willie dear, let's both consider. We're both too young to be married now. When we're married, we're bound together. Let's stay single just one more year. Went to the bar where she was dancing. A jealous thought came to is mine. I'll kill the girl, my old true lover, or let another man beat my time. He went to the bar and he called it two. Said, will he do what he want with me? Come and drink wine with the one that loves you more than anyone else you know, said he. While they were at the bar drinking, that same old thought came to his mind. He'd kill that girl, his own true lover. He'd give her poison, a glass of wine. She laid her head over on his shoulder, said, Willie dear, please take me home. That glass of wine that I just drank has gone to my head and cut me wrong. Sorry to tell you, we both drank poison, a glass of wine. They threw their arms around each other, they cast their eyes into the sky. Oh God, it is a pity that both true lovers are bound to die.